This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Here we are on a Thursday looking toward the weekend and its enticing options. Should we go out? Should we stay in? It is a dilemma for some of us. So it's good to have our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, here to tell us what's on the calendar for the weekend ahead. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. We do have some great news this week, as some of the area's most popular museums in Philadelphia have announced they are reopening.
That is fantastic news. Which one?
The Franklin Institute will be the first to open this week, followed by the Barnes Foundation and then the Academy of Natural Sciences. The Franklin debuts a new exhibit, The Presidents by Madame Tussauds. All of the museums will have enhanced COVID-19 safety protocols that include mandatory masks for patrons and staff, as well as advance online ticketing.
I'm assuming it's best to plan ahead for any museum visit.
For the foreseeable future, yes, Jennifer, expect to plan and to pay ahead of time. Does some time ever make you feel lazy?
Well, when it's very hot out, I do slow down quite a bit, and I have kind of these like sloth-like qualities.
You know, it's funny you should say that. The nation's oldest zoo, the Philadelphia Zoo, also opened their grounds this week, and they have a new sloth bear cub. However, this is not the lazy creature known as the slowest animal in the world. This is a bear that's closer in nature to an anteater. Its favorite meal is termites, and if you live in an old house, you will wish that you could have one of them as a pet, but you'll have to see it at the zoo.
Oh my gosh. I do slow down like a sloth, but I'm not about to eat those termites. Knowing how things are going these days, I'll assume the zoo also has virus safety protocols in place, right?
It does. And an array of touchless options, including dining, or you can bring your own food.
That would be nice. You could have your own picnic at the zoo.
Mm-hmm. But you do have to plan your trip online, and you have to purchase your tickets in advance. Now, on to birthdays.
All right, you've got me thinking, who are we celebrating?
You may have heard of a little car company called Tesla, which just this month became the most valuable car company in the world.
I have. Someone close to me owns one, so I've been in one. They're quite interesting.
Tesla was founded by Elon Musk, but the car is named after Serbian inventor Nikola Tesla. Tesla was the man. Without him, we would not be here right now because his patents were used by Marconi, who is credited with the invention of radio. Not to mention, Tesla developed the AC current we use to power almost everything today. His birthday's Friday, but the Tesla Science Foundation in Narberth is celebrating it online on Saturday via a Zoom call that starts at 3 p.m. We'll have the link to it on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
Tesla, those of us on the radio owe you a big one.
Yes, we certainly have to say that he is the reason why we're here.
Inventors to parents trying to find inventive ways to keep their kids cool this summer. What do you have for them this week, Tanya?
You know, I know parents and kids and me are disappointed that city pools aren't opening this summer. But the Parks and Recreation Department has 91 public spray grounds around the city.
It sounds like kids are enjoying an old-fashioned sprinkler system in the backyard.
Well, something like that, but it's pretty much a sprinkler and a playground together where kids can run around and get wet. And you don't have to open a hydrant to do it. That's what we called the spray ground when I was a kid growing up in New York City.
Well, spray grounds, I guess they're deemed a very safe option.
Yes, because we need our fire hydrants working at full capacity, so head to the spray grounds instead. They're all around the city, and they're open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Let's talk about outdoor dining. Tanya, do we have any new socially distanced options this week?
Yes, we do. A half mile of 2nd Street in Northern Liberties is closing to traffic on Saturday for the debut of the Easy Streets, that's Eats Streets event. Restaurants along that strip are offering open-air dining at socially distanced intervals. This is noon from 8 p.m., and yes, when you're not dining, masks are required. And keep in mind, this is a fun space, but not a festival, so no music, no vendors, and no games. Just good food and good vibes.
Your vibes are always very good, Tanya. Thank you for these selections this week.
Well, thank you. And for more, including some virtual summer day camps for kids and the latest book from Philly's own Jennifer Weiner, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do.